Today is Monday, February the 22nd, 2021, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and do you listen? And today is no different. Oh my gosh, I didn't know what day it was. It's really weird. Oh, goodness. We just had a weekend, and man, weekends fly by fast. Weekends just go by like nobody's business. I dread the week, and then the week is just a slog. I just slog through the week. I'm now officially, so I know, I go into detail with you guys about what I do, and I've said before I'm a product owner. So basically, you know, I deal with an application and what features it provides. I meet with customers. I say, hey, what features do you need, et cetera, et cetera. And my customers are internal customers because I work on a platform team. But the way we have things set up, I'm really a product manager, and I'm dealing with the overall roadmap and vision and strategy for my product. But we have at Walmart, on my specific team, our product owners or product managers will have multiple products under them. So right now I have all of testing and quality, and I just got a new product added to my list. So I went from having 3 products to now having 4 products, and it's a lot. It's a lot. And it's just so many meetings and so many things to keep up with. And I'm not a very organized person in general. And so I'm struggling to figure out how I'm going to keep organized with all the things I need to get done, the various meetings that I need to go to, the various customers that I need to meet with, the various everything that I need to do, how I can keep it all, because I'm supposed to be doing customer interviews, and I need a tool. I need some product owner to build me a tool, an internal CRM or customer relationship manager software that I can use internally to list all of my customers and say, oh, this is what they do, and this is what their needs are, et cetera. And you've already talked to them, and because I'm going to start forgetting things. I'm old, and there's a lot of stuff going on, and I don't know. But anyway, so I have all of that stuff going on at work. Over the weekend, it was just a kind of a typical weekend. I would say the big thing on the weekend was, first of all, Mark did a bunch of cleaning on the weekend, and I felt really bad because I was sleeping, and I woke up, and he had done the floors, he had dusted, he had done all of this stuff, and so I felt really bad about it, and I thought, oh, I've got to accomplish something. I need to accomplish something so it doesn't look like I was just doing nothing, sleeping late and then accomplishing nothing. And so one of our rooms, and this was a little bit, I will say this was a little bit selfish on my part. I did accomplish something, but it was a little bit selfish on my part because we have this one room that right now has nothing in it. It's just kind of become our storage room for a few boxes that never got unpacked when we moved over the summer. And it's got a couple of pieces of furniture that we haven't decided where those should go and how they're going to be used in the new house. It's just become kind of the catch-all for things that didn't quite get put where they need to go from the move. I'll just say that. And I decided, okay, I'm going to unpack the boxes in that room. Well, it just so happens that that room is the room that I want to put my workout room in. And I hope it's our workout room. I hope Mark gets a piece of cardio equipment and puts his weights in there and we both use it. But ultimately, I'm the one that decided I don't want to do these workout videos anymore. I want to have a room with an elliptical in it and my weights, and I can go in there 30 minutes a day or whatever the case may be, and I can do my thing. So the first step in that is getting all the boxes unpacked and getting the floor cleared so that I can put down the gym flooring and then order my elliptical or whatever I decide that I'm going to get and then put that in. And so I thought, well, you know, I'm going to go ahead and do I'm going to unpack all those boxes. And that's something that I can accomplish and feel like I've contributed to working this weekend. And so I basically unpacked, I don't know, four different boxes that had a bunch of blankets and sheets and some technology stuff that we're not using right now. And I put them in the correct rooms where they need to go. And so I accomplished that. On Saturday, we pretty much played Pokemon all day. We had a special event that we had bought tickets for. Man, that company knows how to make money. It's a free app, but they get you on all that stuff that you buy, those extra things. And so there was an event and you had to buy a ticket for it. And so we both had bought a ticket. And so most of the day we spent watching TV, and because you can't really do anything while you're playing Pokemon. But then Mark had gone to get a haircut and I was still sleeping. And then he came back and we decided we were going to go and pick up lunch. And so I don't even remember where we picked up lunch at this point, but we picked up lunch somewhere. It was my cheat day, so I'm sure we did some lunch that was cheaterific. And then we came back, we had lunch, and we continued playing Pokemon. And then we needed to... So I had been wanting cake for a long time. We watched these YouTube videos, this Claire Saffitz baker who used to be on Bon Appetit, and she's always making cakes. And I love cake. And I wanted cake so bad. And so I said, let's just go. I don't want to look for a bakery or anything like that. Let's just go to the local grocery store and let's find a cake. And so we went out, and it was the first I had been out since the snow, because the snow had started melting. We did go get food. Why don't I remember where we got food? We got food somewhere. But anyway, it doesn't matter. So we went to the grocery store, and it wasn't Walmart. We went to the local Harps because it's closer than Walmart. It's the closest grocery store that we have. So we went there, and I was hungry when we went, so I got more than just cake. There was a container of Heath Bar cookies, and they looked so good. And they were these monster, huge cookies. I mean, like really big cookies. So we got a container of those, and I found a chocolate cake. So I got that as well. I did weigh myself on Saturday as well, and I only lost 1 pound. It feels like this new weight loss journey that I'm on this year is going to take longer than it normally does. I don't know if it's just because I'm getting older or it's because I'm not currently working out. So once I add working out, I'm going to lose weight a little bit faster. I'm not really sure. Maybe it's a combination of both. But for whatever reason, I only lost 1 pound. I should be celebrating that, though. It's 1 pound. And that's good. 1 pound is good. I should be happy that I've lost weight. So anyway, we got cake, we played Pokemon in the local park for about an hour, maybe 2 hours, because some of the tasks we couldn't do from home. And so then we went back home and we played more Pokemon, and we started watching this show while we were playing Pokemon called The Bridge. And it's basically the show where they put all these people, I think it's like 12 different people, they put them in a cabin next to a lake. And this is in Wales. It's a British show, but they actually put them in Wales. There's this lake, the biggest lake in the United Kingdom, I think. And there's kind of mountains around the lake, or it looks hilly. I don't know if you'd call it a mountain, but it's got... And they have to build, and there's this island in the middle of the lake that has a box of 100,000 British pounds inside of it. It's locked up. And they've got 20 days to build a bridge from a dock on the lake to this island. They cannot swim to the island. They have to all walk on a bridge that they have built themselves. And it's narrated by James McAvoy, and he played, he's been in several things. He played in one of the Star Trek Next Generation movies. He was a young Captain Picard. He also played a young Professor X, I think he played a young Picard. I may be wrong about that. He played a, I get confused because the guy, Patrick Stewart, who played Captain Picard, also played Professor X in the X-Men movies, so I get really confused. But for sure, James McAvoy was a young Professor X in the more recent X-Men movies. I didn't know he was Scottish, but man, he has the strongest Scottish accent I have heard in a long time. It was pretty good. We finished it already. It's only 6 or 7 episodes, and we finished it over the weekend. So we did that, and then on Sunday, I've been avoiding, I think I told you guys, I was having trouble blowing up my tire on my car. And so yesterday, I decided I'm going to solve this. So I went out there, I tried everything I could think of, and then I figured out when I would connect the hose to my tire, it was actually letting air out of the tire instead of putting air in. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network.
Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.